Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Details of a botch from Monday Night Raw revealed, plus a WWE legend is making their Impact Wrestling debut, and Mark Calloway, original prankster. For Wednesday, November the 25th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Oh, count of eight. The purpose is they've got to get New Day inside the ring. That's it. Oh, no. Bill.
This has been declared a double countout.
No, Hurt Business is the winner.
A double countout?
Oh, no, I think the official tried to indicate that the Hurt Business won by countout.
Get the titles. Give us titles.
But again, remember, titles. The Hurt Business, you don't win the tag team titles on a countout.
You can't even follow the rules. There's rules.
It's a championship match. The titles throw into a chance for a count out.
That's how this works.
That's not how this is going to go. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
Ref,
I need you to restart this match.
For what?
We don't want it to end like this, do you? We don't want it to end like this. Please, restart the match. You don't want to lose like that, do you?
Boss.
You don't want to lose like that, do you? Can we restart the match?
We gave you a shot. Don't
be cowards.
I'm getting tired of these people.
Are you scared? Are you scared?
Is pride getting better? Is the better the New Day?
Is this tag team championship match about to be restarted?
Spoiler, it was. So that was from Monday Night Raw. Really weird situation that led to what became a really great match between the New Day and the Hurt Business. One of the best matches from Monday Night Raw. But there was that weird bit at the start, which we were a bit confused by. And it turns out it wasn't meant to play out that way. We had ourselves a botch in that part of the match on Monday Night Raw. What we were meant to see was what the commentators were kind of alluding to before they realized that actually we're going with this now. So we had Shelton Benjamin, Cedric Alexander versus Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. And it was a case of both members of the Hurt Business and the New Day not making it back into the ring. Hence the double countout. It turns out, according to the Wrestling Observer, this was a botch. And only Kofi Kingston was supposed to be counted out. And hence, by being counted out, they lose the match, but they keep the titles. Instead, both teams were counted out because Cedric Alexander didn't make it into the ring either. And they kind of had to... To be honest with you, had it only been one team counted out, they still would have done what they did. But it was a little botch on Monday Night Raw that very much caught people by surprise. There was one or two moments like that from Raw. If you watch WTF Moments with Ross, you will know a few of the silly things that went on in Monday Night Raw, including one moment where you blatantly see Bray Wyatt climbing over the barricade before doing the lights out, I've magically appeared moment. Watch WTF Moments with Ross. He'll explain more about that.
The Third Alliance member. It's Jazz.
Jazz is the single most ferocious female competitor in history. Jazz fought every woman in ECW and ripped right through them.
What a coup by William Regal.
That is, of course, Jazz turning up at Survivor Series back in 2001. That was when she made her WWF debut. Had a great career from there. And recently, in a conversation with Chris Van Vliet, announced that she was hanging up the boots and she was done for wrestling. That's not the case anymore. As of Impact Wrestling last night, we know that Jazz is making a comeback. And she will be teaming up with Jordynne Grace in the Impact Knockouts Tag Team Championship Tournament. There's been some question marks over who Jordynne Grace will get as her tag partner for this tournament. And it was revealed last night that she will side up with WWE legend, former women's champion, former NWA Women's World Champion Jazz, and will be taking on Killer Kelly and Renee Michelle in the first round of the Knockouts Tag Team Title Tournament next Tuesday. Now, Jazz's retirement, one of the shortest, I think, in history. And there is something quite interesting about the timing of this, how we had somebody make a very public retirement only to go back on it and get back in the ring. I'm looking at you, Mark Calloway. I'm looking at you. Hey, there was also this really fun moment from Impact Wrestling last night that I have to tell you about.
Brother never rolls alone. And I've got an opponent. Are you ready?
Yes.
Because it's an absolutely phenomenal choice.
It can't be.
Get ready to fly.
It can't be. Is he here? Is this really happening?
Look at Ethan's face. He knows he can't win this.
Wait a second. That's not him.
His opponent from Gainesville, Georgia, the wee nominal one, C.G. Swoggle.
Well, leave it to the good brothers to have some fun.
There you go. Wee nominal AJ Swoggle rocking up in Impact Wrestling. So that was Swoggle doing a little tribute, an homage to AJ Styles. They teased something like this the other week, and lo and behold, we now have Hornswoggle as AJ Styles. I do hope this is something that sticks around. This is a really fun moment from Impact Wrestling. Good night of Impact last night, by the way. Not only those two things happened, Jordynne Grace's announcement, AJ Swoggle turning up. We had Rich Swann versus Ken Shamrock for the Impact World Championship. A cracker of a match that I highly recommend you seek out. We have teamed up with Audible to give you wrestling audiobooks, including Death Clutch, the amazing story of how Brock Lesnar came from the brink of death to become one of the greatest fighters on planet Earth. You can get that book in audio form, plus many more, as well as access to thousands of other audiobooks for free when you sign up to a 30-day trial with Audible. Go to cultaholic.com/audible to do that, and you get a free wrestling book on top of that. If you decide that you don't want to keep Audible after 30 days, I think you'll love it. But if you decide not to, you can keep the wrestling audiobook. That's a gift from us. Find out more at cultaholic.com/audible. NWA is coming back. It's been in the woods for many months now, and we've seen quite a few prominent members of the NWA roster leaving the promotion. But we do have some good news on that front. The National Wrestling Alliance on their YouTube channel announced a new show called Shockwave. Beginning next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, the NWA will showcase matches produced in collaboration with the United Wrestling Network, including matches that haven't been seen anywhere before. In the coming weeks, you will once again see the best that professional wrestling has to offer, including Nick Aldis, Thunder Rosa, Eli Drake, Aaron Stevens, Camille, and many more. The NWA, of course, on this hiatus since the start of the pandemic. Desperately missing NWA power in my life, so I'm hoping that this is going to fill some sort of void in my world. Xavier Woods is officially a G4 host. So, G4 is coming back. You may remember the cable television channel that closed up in 2014, making a comeback next year, and they're bulking up the lineup of presenters, and Xavier Woods is going to be one of them. It was announced during a live video last night as Xavier Woods, the man behind the award-winning Up, Up, Down, Down, now officially part of the Gaming Wrestling Network, which is... I'm really excited for this. Woods has been campaigning to get a hosting spot on G4 since the announcement that it was coming back. There was the hashtag Creed4G4 that was trending at one point on Twitter. Simply could not be denied. Xavier Woods is such a massive video game fan, so to not only have a massively successful gaming channel, not only to be featured in Gears of War, but to have a hosting spot on G4, that guy must be absolutely living the dream right now. Ricky Starks was chatting to Chris Van Vliet the other day, and he talked about how WWE reached out to him after his AEW debut. He said, quote, "The funny thing is, the day I wrestled Cody, I got a phone call from WWE saying, hey, we've been watching you and we wanted to bring you in. And I said, oh, really? Okay, interesting, of all days. So I entertained that conversation because I was curious, but I think I knew already which decision I was going to make. And I had a very dear, great friend tell me once, you should look at the people who want to invest in you and know anything about you, as opposed to the people who only wanted you when they saw someone else having interest. So that puts things in perspective, and I don't hold any ill will towards WWE, but I really think they dropped the ball majorly on that. I'll never know why, and I guess I don't care now." Jon Moxley was the first guest on Renee Paquette's brand new podcast, Oral Sessions, and he talked about his plans going forward with wrestling. He said, "It's the life we live, and it's part of the job. If I just kept on doing what I'm doing at the same pace, I wouldn't last it long. I can feel my physical window. Not that it's closing, but I can feel the distance now. I want to keep it open and extend it, and I want to be able to wrestle as long as I possibly can. I would like to be 50 and wrestle. If we had kids, I would like them to be able to come and see me wrestle, and I like to do physical stuff. So over the next year or two, I'll just kind of see where I'm at physically and make a decision from there." Renee and John expecting their first child together, so you know that's going to put things in perspective. On another note, this week, WWE has tried to trademark Dean Ambrose once again. The trademark has just kind of been dormant since Jon Moxley left, and they have once again filed to the US Patent and Trademark Office to own the name Dean Ambrose. Whether they've got something Shield-based planned and they want to, you know, lock it down for some reason, I don't know. Because Jon Moxley is now at a point where he's made enough of a name for himself as Jon Moxley that he doesn't need the Dean Ambrose name anymore, right? And finally, how much are we loving seeing Undertaker just doing normal things now? It's becoming my favourite part of wrestling. Doing the cameos yesterday was great fun. And just generally talking very openly about everything. He's teamed up with WWE and Omaze, and they're doing a competition where you can win a tour of the Performance Center with The Undertaker. And part of the video to promote this was Undertaker pranking fans. So they lined up fans on Zoom calls, and the host was telling these fans, you have to cut a promo on The Undertaker. And then as they're cutting this promo on The Undertaker, they swap out the cameras and boom, The Undertaker appears and shock ensues. Take a listen to one of some of these.
You two versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania, okay?
We're going to stretch it. We're going to cut loose here.
Here we go. Go for it.
Yeah, ever since the streak ended, there's been a streak developed up your back, a yellow streak. You're a coward, The Undertaker. And
coward.
We're going to everyone.
We're going to show him. We're going to tell him.
What are you going to tell me?
Oh, my God.
What color is the streak up my back?
Your best Undertaker impressions. Here we go. All right, go for it.
Rest in
Why are you doing my stuff?
Whoa. You're kind of cutting out a little bit with the sound a little bit. Sorry. Okay. Just like exit out and then just rejoin really quickly.
All right.
All right, you're up, Taker.
How are we doing now? Does it sound a little bit better?
You sound much better now.
Oh my goodness!
Christina, how are you?
I'm great!
You
you. Matt, why'd you have to bring up the streak, man?
I'm sorry, it's part of your legacy.
And the streak getting broke. I'm still a little touched with that part, you know.
The streak had to exist before it could be broken.
Oh, keep digging.
Yeah.
There you go. I love Undertaker just being very, very normal, very relatable. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, a brand spanking new episode of Straight to Hell with Ross Tweddle. He is in conversation with the brilliant David Arquette, former WCW World Heavyweight Champion David Arquette. His new movie is out now, You Cannot Kill David Arquette, and you have to check out the interview that he and Ross had, as David Arquette sends some of the least liked things in wrestling straight to hell. You can watch that right now on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Brand new Desert Island Graps later on today with Ophidian, formerly of Chikara Pro, and a brand new King of the Ring watch along on the Cultaholic podcast feed as part of the Cultaholic Classic Smackdown review. If you haven't watched that or checked that out yet, do so. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.